Hello, everyone. This is Julia, and welcome back to day 71 of Future Teens of Medicine. Today's podcast will be co-hosted between me and Colette, and we will be discussing a topic we feel is vital for all FTOM members to internalize. Today, we are discussing patient bedside manner.
To start us off, it's important for us to realize that for many patients, visiting a medical professional can be really nerve-wracking and a terrible experience. By being treated by an empathetic, attentive, and approachable professional, a patient's experience may be completely altered for the better. Many medical professionals have even explained that when they engage with their patients on a personal level, the patient is much more likely to develop a trusting relationship with
them.
That
health providers are always busy running in and out of patients' rooms. However, a proper bedside manner is extremely important for the outcome of many patients. It's been proven that through engagement with the patient is much more likely to open up and be truthful when discussing their medical conditions and concerns. This is not only beneficial for that specific patient, but also for the professional treating the patient. This allows the provider to gain a better understanding of what the patient's needs are and how to go about meeting them.
It is even said that those physicians who demonstrate proper bedside manner are viewed as providing a higher quality of medical care. It is fair to say that bedside manner can make or break a healthcare provider's career, depending on the situation, and those who are able to develop strong and positive relationships with their patients may be more likely to move up the professional ranks. Anna Morrow, a nurse, explained that through developing these relationships, a medical professional's career is often even more
fulfilling. The benefits of a courteous bedside manner go beyond avoiding a malpractice suit, but it protects the integrity of physicians all around the world. So with all of this in mind, one of the ways that you can improve on your patient bedside manner includes preparing for the visit. This means perhaps before walking into a patient's room, review their medical history and remind yourself of previous encounters you may have had with the patient, such as what tests you ordered, what the results of those tests are, and what prescriptions you wrote.
It is also very important to remember simple courtesy even in a medical setting. This means that you should always knock before you enter, excuse yourself if you have to take a phone call, and always be polite. Make sure to use the person's last name prefaced by Mr., Mrs., Doctor, or whatever their official title is. If your patient specifically requests or insists that you call him or her by their first name or nickname, make sure that you honor that request.
Eye contact. Eye contact is very efficient as it makes the patient more comfortable and leaves the impression that you are absolutely focused on them and only them. It may also be beneficial to shake hands with the patient. A firm and confident handshake, depending on the patient's condition, can be very appropriate. But it's important to note, however, that you should never hug or touch in any other way except as part of the exam. A pat on the upper back is okay as the patient is leaving, but never more than that.
It is also important to greet your patient by saying a word or two with a smile as a way of recognizing them. One extremely important tip that is often overlooked is that you should sit down when you are in the room with a patient. This does two things. It makes it seem that you are in the room longer than you are, and it puts you at the same eye level with the patient in such a way that you are never talking down to them,
one
which
of the
might
most
be perceived
important
as
things,
condescending.
if not the most important one, you must do to have a proper bedside manner is respect the patient's opinions. It is never okay to be condescending towards a patient, even if you disagree. You must always remain open-minded and try to see their side of the story. If you feel that you must express your difference in beliefs, make sure to acknowledge the patients first, as that makes them feel considered and valued. Then after, you may respectfully explain why you disagree.
Next, make sure that you always perform a basic examination. The patient needs to feel that you are at least concerned enough about his or her symptoms that you will examine the area of complaint, even if you know you're not going to find anything. This is also extremely important for another reason, that is, by performing this exam, you might find something that you wouldn't have found otherwise.
Patients most of the time don't understand complex medical terminology. So to ensure that they feel included in their own treatment, it's essential for you to explain findings and diagnosis in everyday terms as much as possible. Answer any questions they may have with a reasonable explanation, or if a patient's memory is not that great, it may be helpful to write a few notes down for them or their family member to read.
Always make sure to express appropriate concern about your patient's situation. Even if the problem is relatively benign, never view it as unimportant, as it is extremely important to the patient, regardless of how big or small the issue is. On the other end of the spectrum, if the patient does have a serious issue, act concerned, but also don't leave the patient with no hope at all. Even if the patient has a terminal illness, there is always something that can be done.
Many patients sometimes feel they may need their provider to be an advisor. While it's important to never mandate anything to a patient, many patients want direction on how to improve their lives. As a medical professional, it is your job to explain your recommendations so the patient can understand the pros and cons and the potential ramifications if the recommendation is declined. Never pressure a patient, as it is important for them to follow their own desired path. Just advise them and then document their response.
Additionally, please don't discuss your personal problems with your patient. Your patients already have their own difficulties, otherwise they wouldn't be coming to see you, and they don't need to hear about your problems as well. If you're having a bad day, don't let it show and maintain professionalism. It is also very important to follow up with your patients if they need extended care. Let them know that they should call if they have any unforeseen problems or complications, and make sure your patients know that they are not dealing with their illness alone.
Now, before we end
this
podcast,
there to help
we
them.
Wanted to briefly recap some of the ideas we touched today. 1. Strong communication is key. 2. First impressions with patients are important. 3. Always speak professionally, but also in a manner in which a patient understands you. 4. Be an active listener. 5. Don't overlook body language. 6. Value the patient's time as much as your own. And 7. Validate your patient's concerns.
This concludes our podcast for today. We hope you all enjoyed listening and that you are much more comfortable with patient bedside manner and what it means to truly